This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. An Israeli airstrike on a Gaza school compound housing displaced families killed around 100 people. The Hamas-run Gaza government said on Saturday, while the Israeli military said it targeted Hamas militants there and cast doubt on the death toll. Video from the site showed body parts scattered on the ground and more bodies being carried away and covered in blankets on the floor. The Hamas-run media office said in a statement that the strikes hit when people sheltering at the school were performing dawn prayers, leading to many casualties. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he will not seek outside help to recover from floods that devastated areas near the country's border with China. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Kim Jong-un has ordered officials to bring thousands of displaced residents to the capital to provide them better care. North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency said Saturday that Kim made the comments during a two-day trip to northwestern town to meet flood victims and discuss recovery efforts. Kim said it would take about 2 to 3 months to rebuild homes and stabilize the areas affected by the floods. Until then, his government plans to accommodate some 15,400 people at facilities within the capital. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Russia was fighting intense battles on Saturday against thousands of Ukrainian troops as deep as 20 kilometers inside the Kursk region after Ukraine's biggest attack on Russian sovereign territory since the start of the war in 2022. Ukrainian forces rammed through the Russian border early on Tuesday and swept across some western parts of Russia's Kursk region, a surprise attack that may be aimed at gaining leverage in possible ceasefire talks after the United States election between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. This is VOA News. Brazilian authorities are working to piece together what exactly caused the plane crash in Sao Paulo State the prior day that killed all 61 people aboard. The plane was headed for Sao Paulo's International Airport with 57 passengers and 4 crew members when it went down in the city of Vinhedo. Images recorded by witnesses showed the aircraft in a flat spin and plunging vertically before smashing to the ground inside a gated community. Residents say no one on the ground was hurt. Former United States President Donald Trump held a rally in Bozeman, Montana on Friday, a state that Republicans have carried in every presidential race since 1996.
You know, what they did is a terrible thing, actually. They forced him out. It was a coup. We had a coup. That was the first coup in the history of our country. And it was very successful. He said, okay, I'll leave. If that's what you want, I'll leave. I hear he's going to make a comeback at the Democrat convention. He's going to walk into the room and he's going to say, I want my presidency back.
Trump again attacked Vice President Kamala Harris in personal terms and criticized her for not doing interviews since she became the Democratic candidate. Meanwhile, Harris addressed pro-Palestinian protesters at her Arizona rally on Friday, telling them that she respected their voices.
And let me just say this on topic of what I think I'm hearing over there. Let me just speak to that for a moment, and then I'm going to get back to the business at hand. I have been clear. Now is the time to get a ceasefire deal and get the hostage deal done.
The uncommitted political group was organized to oppose President Joe Biden's staunch support for Israel's war. Algerian boxer Imane Khalif won a gold medal at the Paris Olympics after facing scrutiny over misconceptions about her sex. Khalif beat Yang Lu of China in a unanimous decision from all 5 judges. Ahead of the face-off, International Olympic Committee President Tamek Bach again defended Khalif and Li Yuting. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the story.
There's been a global furor about their sex.
The system is working, and therefore our decision is very clear. Women must be allowed to take part in women's competitions.
Bach was asked if the Olympics sacrifice safety to be inclusive.
This is not a question of inclusion. This has never played a role in all this. This is a question of justice. Women have the right to participate in women's participation.
I'm Ed Donahue.
For more stories and additional coverage around the world, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti.